This is Retire Strong Radio with Gary Stoller from ETS Financial. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Gary provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Retire Strong Radio with Gary Stoller.
Welcome to Retire Strong Radio. I'm your host, Gary Stoller with ETS Financial. Hey, it's so great to be here. And I am here with my co-host, Tony Shore. Hey, Tony, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. If I was any better, my name would be Gary Stoller. How about that?
Oh, man, that's too kind of you. I'm glad to hear you're doing good.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Gary. I appreciate that. It's great to be here with you. And I know you've got a great topic for us today. I'm excited to get to that. But first, we need to introduce you to the listeners out there. I just want to learn a little bit more about you and what you do there, and a little bit more about the firm and how you can help our listeners out there. So, Gary, how long have you been in the financial world?
Yeah, so I've been doing financial services professionally now for 13 years.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's a while. You've been in it a while. And how long have you been working with Eric and the firm there?
So I've been about 3.5 years here partnering with Eric Scoggins here at ETS Financial. We met through a mutual friend, and our goals and priorities with business and how we want to treat our clients matched up so well. It was just a perfect fit to join forces. So that was back just over 3 years ago.
Wow. Okay. That's great. So what do you do there for your clients? Let our listeners know what it is you do on a day-to-day basis and a little bit about the team there.
Yeah, well, most folks know that, ETS Financial Services really takes on a holistic financial planning approach to benefit our clients in all areas of financial planning, retirement planning, investment strategies. And so there's just a few key areas that I'm responsible for and really help our clients with. And one is long-term tax planning, as well as life insurance. And then the third area is long-term care protection or long-term care plans. And so oftentimes I'll be kind of introduced to clients when it's a good fit to work in tax planning or long-term care or life insurance planning.
Ah, okay. So, and I know we're going to talk about a number of these things on upcoming shows. You know, we might dedicate one whole show to helping our listeners out there understand all the different types of life insurance and how they can utilize it. Maybe tips on retirement planning or how to be prepared for retirement. I know that we'll do a show on how to maximize your Social Security when you get to that point in life, market volatility. There are a lot of great topics that I know you have for us that you help your clients out with, and we're going to cover each and every one of those on different episodes, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, that should be great. Now, on today's show, we've got a great topic, don't we? What do you have for us today?
Yeah, we have everyone's favorite topic. Today, we're going to be discussing long-term care, kind of where we're at now and maybe what this looks like in the future and how you can potentially protect yourself from some of these costs that are really, really getting quite big.
Well, this is a huge crisis in America, long-term care, because it seems like more and more people are needing long-term care. Didn't I see a stat about that? I mean, isn't it almost 2 out of every 3 people that live at least till age 65 are going to need long-term care at some point?
That's correct. You know, you're right at 70% of Americans age 65 and older are needing, roughly 70% are needing some type of long-term care before they pass away. And as life expectancies increase, the chance of needing care also increases. You know, it's more likely for someone who's 90 or 95 years old to need long-term care versus someone who's 20 or 30.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes sense. It is true. And so you have to look at this. I mean, I think a lot of people end up putting off thinking about or talking about long-term care because you kind of half joked at the beginning that everyone's favorite topic. People like to avoid long-term care planning or thinking about it, or they think, I'm never going to need that. That's probably not going to apply to me. Why would I need to think about that? But I see people losing family businesses and family farms because of long-term care costs or not having something to leave behind to their loved ones because all their assets get eaten up by long-term care. And I think that's what we're all trying to avoid here, isn't it?
That's right. And Tony, you know what? There is, just like everything in life, you know, if you plan ahead of time, you have a plan in place, then when the time comes, you're prepared. You know what you're going to do. You have a plan that's going to help you navigate that phase of life. And we see it so many times. Once we have clients that have a solid long-term care plan in place that they're comfortable with and they're confident in, then they're relieved because it's one of the largest expenses in retirement. You know, financial planning should be, money is intended to be used. So you should be using your finances to provide the lifestyle and the goals that you want. And so protecting from these large costs can really be a large piece of that.
Sure. And that's huge, obviously. So long-term care planning, there are different ways to plan ahead. People are like, well, what can you do? It just costs so much. There are options though, and ways to come up with long-term care strategies, correct?
Yes, there are. And you're absolutely correct on the costs of them. Right now in Georgia, where we are, the current cost for a private room in a nursing home is right around $95,000 a year. Costs generally go up historically around 3% a year. And so here at ETS Financial, we have a worksheet that we are able to help clients plug their projected future incomes, expenses, and assets and things into to be able to calculate potential income gaps at the years that they may need long-term care. And so long-term care is not only a nursing home. Long-term care can also be an assisted living facility, or it could be care in your own house or in your own home where you're hiring someone to come in and take care of you. So those averages right now in the state of Georgia are around $55,000 for care in your own home or in your own house, or $45,000 a year for assisted living. And most folks know that those prices really vary depending on how much care you need, how often they need to come and check on you and take care of things, how many years you need care. So we can plan for those different scenarios depending on what each client believes that they will need in the future.
Ah, sure. And I know that it used to be you could get a long-term care insurance policy that would help cover long-term care costs. But those standard policies are harder and harder to find, and they get more and more expensive. And speaking of expensive, you mentioned the $95,000 a year. I know of a really nice facility. I have family back in Minnesota, and I have some family members that are in long-term care. And there's a really nice, relatively new private long-term care facility, and their memory care unit starts at $12,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's that's a lot of money, right?
It can be sticker shock. And so there's a lot of families that have been through this, maybe with loved ones or parents, and have seen these costs and how it can be difficult to plan for in a difficult situation. But for those who haven't seen it, it can be a sticker shock where they're surprised to see how much that can really cost per month or per year.
Yeah, it is. It is sticker shock. But and I know that long-term care is something that people need to think about. This is kind of a wake-up call. I kind of hear what you're saying today on the show, and I think you're kind of giving us a wake-up call, aren't you?
Well, that That's a good way to put it. You know, a lot of folks say, well, you know, I'll be on Medicare when I'm 65 and I'll have Medicare. I'll have my Medicare supplement. And so that will take care of long-term care, won't it? And while there is just a little bit of short-term care with like a Medicare and a Medicare supplement, usually you're talking 100 days or less. And so when we're talking long-term care, after day 100, they're not covering any of that tab. That's when it falls on you. So I'm glad that Medicare does cover the first 100 days. However, we need to talk about day 101 and beyond.
Yeah, and they don't even cover that first 90 to 100 days in all cases, in all situations of long-term care. You really need to have come from a hospital and go into long-term care from a hospital, then they cover up to 100 days, right? And correct. So they don't cover all long-term care. And if they do, it's just that 90 to 100 days maximum, if that. So if Medicare doesn't cover it or covers very little, what can our listeners out there do to make sure that they don't have to worry about long-term care?
Yeah, so there is what most folks know about, which is your traditional long-term care insurance. And just like you're paying your home and auto insurance premiums, traditional long-term care insurance, it usually has premiums. And, you know, they're not cheap because long-term care is not cheap. However, one of the issues that families run into regularly is once someone gets into their 70s and 80s, the premiums usually increase significantly. We regularly see in a period of 1 year, we'll see a premium increase by three times, 300% increase. If someone's paying $2,000 a year for their long-term care insurance premium, that might go to $6,000 or more. One time we saw it quadruple, the premium increase by four times within 1 year. So traditional long-term care insurance can really increase and continue to increase over time. And when you're on to plan out your financial plan and your income plan, that's intended to take care of your expenses. So as well with the with the traditional long-term care insurance, you're going to have a policy that does state what your daily or monthly or annual long-term care benefits are. And these may vary depending on where you get the care, if it's at a facility or in your home or the type of care needed, et cetera. But there's one other thing about traditional long-term care insurance, Tony, and that is that if someone is in that 29 or 30% of folks who do not need care before they pass away, then all the money they paid in premiums over those years are gone. The insurance company keeps those. So their family, their beneficiaries, they don't get anything. So really, it is a use it or lose it type of policy, those traditional long-term care insurances are.
Well, that doesn't sound like something that's good, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's a chance that you lose 100% of what you pay in. And if you look at it from an investment standpoint, not a very good investment.
No. So I'm hoping that there are other options.
Yes, there are. That's one of the areas that I specialize in and I really love to help folks with. And honestly, sometimes people get to this point in the conversation, they go, well, I just don't want to do any plans. I'll just let Medicaid, you know, take care of me. And well, Medicaid is there. However, it is a safety net for the poor. And so a lot of the folks that we help out would not actually qualify. And even those who would qualify to have their income and assets below the prescribed limits, they have to assign all their rights to medical support and payments to the state. And so they're giving up some rights that that they would normally have if they had their own private benefits to help take care of them. So some folks just say, well, my family will take care of me. And one thing that folks don't think about is when someone needs long-term care, their children may be in their 50s or 60s in the height of their careers, earning more money than they've ever earned before. And so it's not an ideal time to take time off of work and time away and to be distracted to try to take care of elderly parents. So the default is, you know, if you have no plan, then you're just paying out of pocket, reducing your assets dollar for dollar. And so this is what I would say is the worst way to pay for long-term care. And there's no limit of how much money you will have to pay and lose doing that. So what the insurance companies did several years back is they did something that's pretty genius. They came out with hybrid plans that they allow you to pay premiums just like a traditional long-term care insurance policy. However, they guarantee that the premiums will never go up. And then they give you premium options, like if you want to pay in 5 years or 10 years or pay until you're 65 years old and then have the policy paid up, so to speak, or paid off. So you're limiting how much money is going in premiums, but you're also getting a specified amount of long-term care benefits coming out. Now, these long-term care benefits from these hybrid plans are going to come out 100% tax-free. You pay no taxes on the benefits that come out for long-term care. And why am I mentioning that? Well, if taxes do go up in the future, maybe in 2026, then tax-free money in the future will be more valuable than tax-free money now. So it's just nice and convenient that the benefits from the hybrid plans are 100% tax-free. So what if someone actually does pass away without needing long-term care? What happens then? Well, the reason that we call them hybrid plans is because there is now a death benefit that will pay out to the beneficiary of their choice if they do, in fact, pass away without using the long-term care benefits or with using maybe just a small amount of those. So now you're protected whether you need long-term care or you pass away. So you got to go, hey, what are the chances that I'm either going to need long-term care or I'm going to pass away? Now you're at 100% chance.
Yeah, 100%.
So the hybrid plans sometimes are a great fit for someone who is needing to have some protection, but not wanting to pay into something that may never pay out, Tony.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know there are options. Now, we should wrap it up. But before we go today, Gary, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you. And I know you have a special offer for them.
Yes. So a couple of very easy ways to get a hold of us is simply grab your phone and just dial 770-904-1978. That'll get you here to our office. And my extension is extension 704. You can reach me. You can also jump on our website, simply etsfinancial.com. Now, I do want to offer something special for our listeners today. And I briefly mentioned earlier that we do have a long-term care projected gaps and surplus worksheet that we are able to, if someone is interested, go ahead and put in their projected incomes from their income plan, as well as expenses and projected long-term care costs, as well as when they think they may need long-term care, maybe when their parents or grandparents needed it, or when they foresee themselves needing it. And that worksheet will give us unbiased numbers, Tony, to show us if there is a gap annually or a surplus of income those years. That way we can kind of back into if we need to build in some of these long-term care benefits to their plan or not.
Well, that's great. And I'm glad you're offering that. Now, let our listeners know, give the phone number a couple of times and the web address. I know you have a lot of resources available for our listeners out there.
Yes. So the phone number again is 770-904-1978. Again, that's 770-904-1978. And you can find us online, www.ETS, as in Edward Tom Sam, financial.com. That's ETS, financial.com. One more thing, you can reach me directly by email if you prefer that, which is Gary@ETSfinancial.com. That is Gary@ETSfinancial.com. longtermcare.com.
All right. Well, thanks, Gary. And such a great show, because long-term care is a very important issue for so many people out there. And it's good to know there are options, but I know you can go into it with a lot more detail, because everybody's situation is different. You just need to meet with folks one-on-one. I encourage our listeners once again to pick up the phone and give you a call. Now, listeners, that does it for today's episode of Retire Strong Radio with our host, Gary Stoller.
Thank you very much for listening, and we will talk to you all again next week.
Thank you for listening to Retire Strong Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Gary Stoller at ETS Financial. Call 770-904-1978 or visit them online at etsfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services are offered by First Advisors National, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through ETS Financial Services, LLC, First Advisors National, LLC, and ETS Financial Services, LLC, are affiliated companies. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.